Ernest, what's up? Look, I want to put you onto something that's been making waves in the personal finance world. If you've been relying on Mint to manage your finances, I got some news that might startle you at first. Mint is no more. But hold on, because every cloud has its silver lining, and in this case, that lining is Monarch Money. For those of us searching for a robust, user-friendly alternative, Monarch Money is stepping up to the plate. And from personal experience, it's hitting a home run. Let's get personal for a moment. Managing finances can be a maze of confusion, stress, and time consumption. Believe me, I've been there, jumping from one finance app to another, hoping to find that one platform that simplifies everything. Then came Monarch Money. Its ease of use, powerful features, and sleek design transformed my approach to managing finances. What truly sets Monarch apart for me, though, is its collaboration feature. With money being a top Discord trigger for many couples, the ability to seamlessly manage finances with my wife has been a game changer. No extra costs, just shared goals and clarity. But Monarch isn't just about managing your current finances, it's about building your future. Saving for that dream house, your wedding, or a once-in-a-lifetime vacation becomes not just a possibility, but a reality with Monarch's intuitive tools. It's no wonder the Wall Street Journal held it as the best app for savings growth. Monarch Money represents the next evolution in personal finance apps. It's an ad-free haven where your experience is the priority, constantly refined based on real user feedback. It's everything we've been asking for: intuitive, powerful, and relentlessly focused on user satisfaction. Now, for a bit more practicality, Monarch makes transitioning from Mint a breeze, ensuring you can bring all your tags and categories with you. Its intuitive design, customization options, and commitment to privacy and an ad-free experience make it stand out in the sea of competitors. Look, after trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/leisure. That's MONARCHMONEY.com/leisure for your extended 30-day free trial.
Introducing WonderSuite from Bluehost.com, the tool that makes WordPress wonderful for everyone. Website creation is hard, but now with Bluehost, you can answer a few simple questions about your business and goals, and the WonderSuite tools will automatically lay out your WordPress website or store in minutes. Seriously. From there, you can customize your design, pick your brand colors, and add blocks. No custom theme or coding required. You'll get content suggestions that you can keep or revise. And with Yoast SEO built in, we automatically help you get found in search engines. From step-by-step guidance to suggested plugins to an AI-powered help bot, our built-in tools make WordPress wonderful for everyone. Whether you're a beginner or a pro, you can join over 2 million Bluehost users. Go to bluehost.com/wondersuite. That's bluehost.com/wondersuite.
So what advice would you give to anyone who missed out on this record-breaking quarter that we just finished?
Number one, I think you need to remember that the market, especially the S&P 500, is permanently rigged to stay up. People always ask me, is there market manipulation going on? And I say yes every single day, especially when it comes to S&P and NASDAQ, because it's the main two indexes that we're putting money into. Number two, decide how much money you're going to put in every month, whether that's 250, 500, 1,000, 2,000 or more per month. And then thirdly, block out a lot of the negative news around crashes, the market falling apart. Like, if the market does crash, great, it's a better buying opportunity. But I think sometimes hearing like Robert Kiyosaki and people that are like doom and gloomers, it will cause people not to dollar cost averaging every month. And then you look up, the quarter ends, and then you're like, we had a record month, but not enough shares were bought. If you look, we started at 466, and now we're at 5304 on a S&P future. Like, that's incredible growth for the S&P 500. So make sure to buy every month, no matter what anyone else is saying, because if nothing else, the S&P is not going to crash. And if so, you're going to see it all over the news. It'll be on Stephen A. Smith, Pat McAfee, ABC, Oprah going to talk about, like, special news. You'll see it everywhere. But I think one of the things that we forget is that they'll tell us to buy everything else on sale, but assets that really matter.
Mm-hmm.
So we can continue to buy every single month. Amazing quarter for those of you who have been trading it and holding it long term. Congrats. But we've had a record run up. I mean, even if you go back to October, I mean, it was at 3604 in October of 22. Now we're at 5304 for an index fund.
Mm-hmm.
Hold for the long term.
Yeah. I want to add more color to this because this is interesting. If we want to like peel back a little bit, there have been seven times in the past since 1975 that the S&P has gone on a 5-month win streak. So we just ended March, first quarter, obviously, but this has happened seven times where it's gone on a 5-month win streak over 25%, right? So it's increased by 25%. First time was in 75. What happened twice in 75, happened in 82, happened in 86, happened in January of 99, August of 2009, April of 2020, and now March of 2024. It ended at 24.6. So I guess we can count that as seven. Yeah. Now, in those seven times that has happened, I know people are saying missed out. I'll use different language. I'll say that they didn't participate in this first quarter. Yeah. And the seven times that it has done that 5-month win streak and has appreciated over 25%, in the 6 months following, it's only gone down once. And so a lot of people are, hey, is it going to pull back? Is this the time to get it? It's only one time, and it was like by 0.1%, and that was in 1986. Yeah. Obviously, we know what happened in 1987. So historically, when we see a win streak like this, and we look at the momentum, and I'm glad we had JC on to talk about the charts.
Yep.
Follow momentum, follow the trend, block out the noise, block out the news, right? Because it's now that when we hit 4 months, it was like, all right, well, there's a pullback coming. It can't happen five. Now we're at five, and it's like, ah, it's five. It can't be six. Will there be a pullback at some point? Sure.
Sure.
Sure. But the fact that you didn't participate in the first 3 months doesn't mean you should not participate in the second, and definitely by the end of the year. Historically, from what the market has done, almost 100% of the time, if it's gone up 25% in the 5-month streak, by the end of the year, it has also gone up.
Absolutely. Also, you can look at the inflows, which means how much money hedge funds are putting into the S&P 500. When they get to record low outflows, that's a good time to buy. So that's a gem you can write down, buy when the outflows are at record lows. But I mean, this has been on a tear for my traders. You can look at the day chart, or if you aren't finding a good entry, you can look at the hourly chart to place a long-term investment. So if the market drops tremendously on a 1-hour chart, you can then get in and then buy it for long-term. But I think it's a huge mistake to think that the S&P 500 is going to fall apart. And even when it has fallen 20-25%, the returns over the next 4 or 5 years have been absolutely tremendous. Even since we started the show, like if we look where we were at in 2020, it was at SPY was at 220. It's now at 523 for an index fund.
Yeah. And the S&P, just by sector, I'll read off the year to date, right? Communication services, it leads the way. It's up 15%. Technology is up 12%. Energy is up 11%. Financials are up 11%. Even with interest rates where they are, financials are up 11%. Industrials are up 10%. But the sector we talk about, and we spoke about it over the past month, maybe 2 months, and I know you talk about it all the time, Ian, is healthcare. And that's single digits. That's up 8%.
Yeah.
But there is a sector, which I think definitely with interest rates coming down over the next 6 to 8 months, right? The Fed saying that they're going to bring rates down. Real estate, that sector is off by 3% in the first 3 months of this year, the first quarter. So if you're looking at conditions, lower interest rates, we talked about a home buying crisis with a home building crisis with Don Peebles. They're starting to see some indicators that this might be an area that, hey, if we're not looking at it, and especially if we looked at all these other sectors, that there might be some growth ahead. I would keep an eye on real estate.
Yeah, I agree 1,000%. Hold for the long term. I don't know how to say it any simpler. If we keep at this pace, we should end around, give me 1 second.
You about to raise the price target for the S&P?
Yeah, I got it going to 553. I mean, and listen, an election is coming up. You need every advantage to be able to win. We'll talk about Trump in a little bit and his financial thing that he's doing with the stock, but you need everything going in your favor. So if the overall economy is slowing down for the regular person, you at least need the stock market to be going up so people can look at their retirement and have like a semblance of safety. So yeah, continue to hold for the long term. Because in 4 years, we may be talking about S&P being at 1,000, which is crazy.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.